about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this is an interesting email. Nina from Kansas City writes, Doctor, I'm tired of you all griping about the Health Exchange website. We all have issues with our computers and internet service. Quit making a big deal about this. All right. You see, I have no problem reading the nice emails. I love reading the nice emails. I have no problem reading the emails of some of my listeners who are upset. Okay, so she thinks we're making a big deal about the Obamacare Exchange website. I'm not making a big deal about it. I just am just stating the obvious, okay? All right? Okay? The thing blows. Okay? I'm not really making a big deal about it, okay? Yes, computers have glitches, etc. But this is why it is a big deal. And my criticism is we're not making a big deal enough about this is because when the government is going to get involved with something, okay, people have high expectations, high standards for the government, and they should. There are some things our government does real well. Okay, Navy SEALs, for example. Our military. Okay, I am a huge fan, right? I just saw the Captain Phillips movie, so I'm like, ah! All right. The California freeway system, to me, still astounds me more than the invention of the television set. Okay? Our cops. Okay, us being able to pay our cops and keep our cops on the street, and these cops knowing when I speed. I mean, there are some things that our state government, our city government, our national government does do well. Okay? There are a lot of things that get screwed up. Now, I am very, very confident that my street is going to be clean. My garbage is going to be picked up, all right? Then I'm going to get my mail on most days, even though sometimes we miss the mail, all right? I feel pretty confident. I feel pretty confident that if I call 911, a cop will be there. And I love that confidence. When it comes to health care, we need that same confidence, okay? We need to know that people aren't going to cheat the system by pretending they're making a certain amount so then they get the subsidies. We need to feel like our economy isn't going to suffer because they're not going to job growth and hiring people isn't going to slow because of a threat of attacks. And we need to know that if there are inexpensive health insurances out there, that we are able to access them. So if the government has to, and I don't know how many times it's been now I guess the website just was shut down last night. If the government does, okay, admit that this is a cluster and we're just talking the website. Okay, Governor Jindal? I mean, who said this is the easy part? We're just talking a website. Okay? I manage one of my websites. It's not the best website out there, but it's doable. And then if not, I got good website tech support. I mean, if we can't handle that, then what the hell is going to happen when our insurance companies start to go bust, right? Government wants to step in with a public option, and we have people wanting to figure out what the hell to do when it comes to them getting a kidney or them getting cancer treatment. This really is a big deal. And I understand. I understand that the media needs to sell a story. And ripping on the Obamacare website is material. I get that. But even CNN is covering this as well. I don't know about MSNBC. But even last week, CNN had three people trying to get on the website. One already had pre-registered and tried to step ahead of it. And all three of them, even on CNN, couldn't log on or do what they needed to do. Now, I told you guys what to do. If you want to try to look for affordable health insurance, go through your health insurance broker. Hopefully, they'll have the information on the exchanges, etc. A website being down is not going to ruin the whole system. It's just a symptom of the crappy system that is about to be. Okay, you don't have something like this, that website dependent. That's from what I also understand. The woman on the website, I guess they took her face down. There was a report in Europe that she's the most hated woman. I don't think she is. I may dislike, you know, some of the law. I don't have any problem with the woman. I mean, she's lucky. She got her face on a website like that. She's pretty famous now. But they took her face down. Probably, who knows? Maybe she's the daughter of somebody and, you know, et cetera. I guess they're saying one of Michelle Obama's buddies from school might be behind the company that got to launch the website. So, I mean, obviously, people in government, they help their own. That's no shock there. But, you know, for those of you that are fans of Obamacare, if you're getting health insurance, good. I want you to get health insurance. Okay, I don't want Obamacare to fail to prove I'm right. Okay, I want health care and health care reform to happen. I just think Obamacare was stupid, and Obamacare is not going to be the answer. So, if you guys actually do, now, well, somebody on Facebook was giving me a hard time, saying the website worked just fine. I don't know why everybody's having trouble. The website worked just fine. Okay, well, you know, my question to her is, okay, if the website worked just fine, were you able to sign up? Okay, people are getting on the website. They're able to see the woman. They're able to connect to the Nevada website. Okay, they're able to answer questions, but are they able to purchase? Right, a report last week said more people have signed up for a trip to the moon than signed up for Obamacare. And again, I understand media outlets are going to use this as material, etc. But guys, if the government cannot get the website right, then what happens? If you are trying to ask for an authorization of something that your health insurance will not cover, remember, Obamacare in the Affordable Health Care Act is going to delineate what these insurance companies have to cover. A mammogram, a physical, right? Maybe a colonoscopy, birth control at no copay. That's nice, all right? But what if... You, like, for example, we have a case right now where the hospital is getting, a hospital has charged a patient. And this was a patient who got the fungus meningitis, right, a fungal meningitis. We need to talk about this case. What happens when you have a side effect or an adverse event and you want to have that covered? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Follow us at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. And remember, we have an iPhone app. We have a Android app, and I'm looking at myself on the GCN website. You know, I'm looking at my picture. It's not that bad. I really do think I need to dye a couple of the grays. I apologize, and I got to start looking a little younger. Okay, so apparently I wanted to talk about, and I'm trying to find the story, unfortunately. Apparently there's one of the women who had acquired meningitis from that, those steroid injections from the back, right? Right, they were getting steroid injections, and the steroid had fungus in it, and so people had been given a fungal meningitis. Apparently, her medical bills are now huge. And the hospital that actually houses the clinic where she contracted the infection has billed her more than $500,000 for her care. All right, now, apparently, the patient, Marjorie Norwood, has been left with permanent nerve damage. She had survived the fungal infection, okay? But she has had to undergo treatment. And she says the hospital was the one that made her sick. So she would not have had to pay for the months of painful treatment and expensive medicines if she never got the injection to begin with. Now, St. Thomas officials said in an email that the hospital is following its normal billing practices and that the legal and contractual issues in the Medicare program and in private insurance contracts restrict a provider's ability to deviate from those practices. Now, some of you are going, wait a second, that's ridiculous. What does this all mean? Well, all right, guys, I see what's going on. And this is tough, okay? If you, let's say, have, unfortunately, an adverse event, okay, you don't want the hospital, which is what's going to be happening with healthcare, you don't want the hospital to foot the bill entirely because they may not be that inclined to help you. They may say, yeah, all right, we'll put you in a room and we'll get to you. Okay, because remember, hospitals still need to stay financially alive. They still need to stay financially solvent, if I could use that word, okay, an economic word. So if a hospital finds that there's an adverse event that happens, okay, they should be able to bill the health insurance, right, to get treatment. Now, how much liability should the hospital take on if you went to that hospital and you received an injection that hurt you? Now, what really, really stinks, okay, is if you, let's say, owned a hospital, okay, and you're an owner, and you're at one meeting, and then you're at another meeting, and then you're at a meeting talking to the nurses, and then maybe you're at a meeting, you know, touring the surgical suite, etc. Meanwhile, while all this is happening, one of the doctors grabs a bottle of the steroid, doesn't look and see that there's fungus in it, and that gets sent. Okay, who under you should be looking at the bottle? Okay? Yeah, and then if the bottle was shaken up, because a lot of times you shake up the steroid because it settles, okay, then you might not personally be able to get there and look at it. Now, I'm not saying the hospital should be completely free at all of liability with this, but this is one of those things where the patient, of course, is the biggest victim, all right? But this one compounding pharmacy screwed it up for all of us. Now, the hospital has a patient who almost died, has to take care of them. Okay, what do they do so they don't go under? Now, what usually happens is the patient has some sort of an insurance policy or has some sort of legal recourse. But what if the Framingham Compounding Pharmacy goes under and their liability doesn't take this on? Who pays the medical bills? This patient has every right to be ticked. She does. Now she has all these medical bills, and this should have never even happened to her. But on the flip side, if we have a system where the hospital, because of some compounding pharmacy screw-up, has to take on all the liability, I mean, are they going to start dumping patients on other hospitals? Or are they going to say, sorry, we can't take care of you here? Okay, I mean, we're talking about thousands upon thousands, if not millions of dollars per patient. Somebody has to pay. Now, the reason why we bring this up is because these are the types of questions, these are the types of issues that are going to continue to face us as we go through healthcare and healthcare reform. Now, I'm not saying private companies can handle this better than the government, but I would like to be a little bit more confident that the government will be able to handle things like this. Now, let's say this patient was referred to a website, a government website. And they say, all right, well, you know what, just pay your bills and we'll reimburse you. Now, the cash for clunkers, Medicare, Medicaid, have proven to a lot of us that the money may never come. All right, where do you go? How do you get a voice on the other end to help you with this. I mean, I think one thing we could all agree with is when you try to call the government, you really don't get through. Now, maybe we could call our local government, but when there's an issue with Medicare or Medicaid, all right, or you trying to get your money after services rendered, et cetera, it's very difficult. Okay, and that has been a major concern for a lot of us. When many of us doctors heard that with health care reform, it would probably go through Obamacare and more of a government website, we already knew there would be that. That was no shock to us. Because anytime we have an issue with Medicare, it's almost impossible to get through. In fact, if you want to be on the Medicare website, I believe you have to pay for it. If you want to see if a patient's enrolled, you have to pay. Whereas with other health insurance companies, you can just log on. So, many of us don't want to pay. That's why a lot of doctors don't take Medicare. They have to pay to see Medicare patients. It's ridiculous. So the system is screwed up. Screwed up. And we're going to have a lot of issues. And we having third parties involved is a pain in the butt enough. Having the government involved, now mind you, if you know how to work the government, if you know how to work the system, this could be pretty lucrative. If you know how to go to the media, get your case, okay, vocalized, right, and then you're able to get somebody from the government to help you, that's great. But here's the problem. I think we are going to unfortunately overplay that card. Now, luckily, one mom was able to do that. Her kid was not on a transplant list. So she was able to get her kid on a transplant list. Then another family was able to. Apparently, the son was rejected because of his grades and because he had a criminal past, and they didn't think he was going to follow up for proper post-transplant treatment. Mom went to the media, and we believe the kid got the organ. Okay, so far, this is working. But how long is that going to work? Now, this woman here from Tennessee going to the media or somebody from the media getting involved, okay, where she has medical bills because of the hospital, I mean, going to the media helps. We know that. But at what point is that card going to be overplayed? And then those of us that want to use that card, we won't be able to. Okay, just don't think that anything is in the back. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. Now, even more scary is the CDC, a CDC expert, saying that we have reached the end of antibiotics. Apparently, he says that we are in a post-antibiotic era. His name is Dr. Arjun Srinivasan of the CDC. He says, for a long time, there have been newspaper stories and covers of magazines that talked about the end of antibiotics, Well, now I would say you could change the line to the end of antibiotics, period. I would like an end to my period if I could, but that's going to be a whole other medical topic. All right, so apparently we are at an issue now where these MRSA infections, these CRE infections, these enterobacter-resistant infections, our antibiotics can't handle it. Now, 20 years ago when I was in training, maybe 15 to 20 years ago, right? You send a bacteria, we still do this, right? We send a culture out, they culture it, and then they tell us which antibiotics work, which are resistant. More and more that resistant list is becoming more than the sensitivity list. Now, for many of us, we're like, well, we're still fine. We have enough oxygen in our tank left. Once you get a bug that you can't kill, that we're already noticing now, this is some serious stuff. This is happening now, people. We'll talk about the history of antibiotics and where we need to go with this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh boy, we got so much more to talk about. Looks like a breakthrough on Alzheimer's, a breakthrough on obesity. I love all these breakthroughs. The problem with these breakthroughs, I've been talking about breakthroughs now for almost 5 years on this show. When do we finally have an answer? Anyway, let's talk about the history of antibiotics. That we get a lot of. We get a lot of history. And as we are about to deal with this post-antibiotic era, I think it may be a smart idea to go back to the history of antibiotics and see what was done so we could figure out how to fight this. I was on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray this morning discussing the antibiotic resistance. And, you know, they were worried, is it us, you know, always running in for a Z-Pak? That's part of it. You know, that's part of it. Us taking antibiotics when we have a virus and we don't need them as part of it. But what about all the antimicrobials that we use? You know, we wipe down a surface, which we should, so we don't get any bugs or nasty bugs. But some of these bugs survive that. So the bugs that kind of get up and, you know, shake themselves off or dry themselves off and go, dude, I survived that one. Their progeny are kind of stronger because their daddies and mommies were stronger. Yeah, bacteria have daddies and mommies. Please don't make me go into bacteria sex. It's interesting. So the daddies and mommies, I know they're asexual. Thank you. Anyway, so these bugs that can survive an antimicrobial counter cleaning will make super bugs. Then you have the whole issue where these pharmaceutical companies, they don't, these pharmaceutical companies don't have the incentive to make new drugs. If with Obamacare and these health insurance exchanges, if they're promising generic coverage, who the hell is promising brand name expensive antibiotic coverage? If they don't have to because it's not in the Affordable Health Care Act, then why the hell would some company go through the millions of dollars to make a drug that's not going to be on the formulary? Okay, they can't make a drug and then nobody take it. I've seen that when the generic push happened. I can't tell you how many pharmaceutical companies got screwed. Because now they made a brand new cholesterol drug or a brand new blood pressure drug. And the formularies wouldn't take it. So here I'm going, now wait a second, this is good. You're on four generics. Maybe I could swap you to one brand name. Patients didn't want to buy it because they could get their $4 or $7 generics. I don't blame them. They'd rather take four cheaper medicines than one very expensive one. I get that. Okay? We were in a recession. We still are. So we have a trifecta. And this is what is causing a huge crisis. Now, an antibiotic, this is very interesting. There's a nice little timeline. Of course, whenever you look up the history of antibiotics, you're going to get encyclopedia's worth. But I like what about.com under inventors did. They're very, very nice. Okay? The word antibiotic actually came back from the 1880s. Okay? It's from 1889. It comes from the word antibiosis. Okay, which was developed by Paul Vuillemin, right? He was one of Louis Pasteur's students. And it means a process by which life could be used to destroy life. Antibiosis. Anti for biotics, right? Anti against bios, life. Okay, so it's a chemical substance produced by one organism that could destroy another's. Some of you think an Obamacare plan could be that. No, we won't go there. They say the ancient Egyptians, Chinese, Indians of Central America all used molds centuries ago to treat infected wounds. They would put mold. They knew it would work, but they didn't know why. In the late 1800s, researchers finally accepted the germ theory of disease. It's a theory which linked bacteria and other microbes to the cause of a variety of ailments. Now remember, you had plague, you had consumption, tuberculosis, etc. People knew that germs were spread. They were able to figure it out. They knew that there was something, that if a sickness was spewed onto you, you would get it. But if you were never near that sick person, now in the olden days they thought just being around the person, there was a certain distance, right? They also knew about vaccinations, especially back in John Adams' times, where if you could infect or give the person substance or the sickness in smaller form, they could then be protected. So mind you, okay, I mean, we knew what was going on. We just couldn't isolate it. In 1871, Joseph Lister began researching the phenomenon that urine contaminated mold would not allow the successful growth of bacteria. By the 1890s, German researchers Emmerich and Lowe were able to make a certain medication that they called pyocyanase. It was the first antibiotic used in hospitals, but unfortunately it didn't work all the time. Then came Sir Alexander Fleming, one of the forefathers, just like with Lister, who we would credit with the antibiotic movement. He had found that if there was Penicillium notatum, this mold, if it was in a culture with Staph aureus, the Staph aureus was destroyed. And you heard about the story where it was accidental, some mold grew, and he's like, damn, and then he saw, well, wait a second, the bacteria was killed by it. Now, Sulfa came out a few years after that, the name Protonsil. It was the first sulfa drug discovered by a German chemist, Gerhard Domagic, back in 1935. Okay, then penicillin started to be manufactured for wider use and then used for soldiers in World War II. It was invented by Howard Florey and Ernest Chain. Penicillin now was able to be formulated as a drug. Keep in mind, about, you know, 15 years prior, they knew the mold would work, but how the hell do you make that into pill form? Okay, remember, you can't just swallow mold. Your saliva, the acid in your stomach, it would destroy it before it got into the system. Okay, how do you formulate this into a pill that could then work and get to where it needed to? So that did take a while. That took about 15 years. So Fleming, Florey, and Chain shared the 1945 Nobel Prize for Medicine on their work on penicillin. In 1943, American microbiologist Selman Waksman made the drug streptomycin from soil bacteria. This was a new class of drugs, now not the penicillins, but the aminoglycosides. They found that this streptomycin could treat tuberculosis, but the problem is the aminoglycosides had high side effects. One of the things that we had seen with the CDC report is they may be going back to the aminoglycosides to try and treat infections because some of them still work. The problem is you got renal toxicity, kidney disease, etc. Then tetracycline came out in the 1950s, a nice broad spectrum antibiotic that could kill a variety of things, gram positives, gram negatives, different types. Then nystatin came out in 1957 to be used for fungal infections. Okay? But one of the most famous antibiotics didn't come out till the early 80s, and I remember when that came out because my mom wanted it. It was the amoxicillin clavulanic acid potassium tablets, or Augmentin. This Augmentin started to surpass what amoxicillin could do because of all the drug resistance. Then, of course, we had the variety of other medications like the floxins, etc. So, I mean, you know, really, really interesting stuff. There's a lot more to the history of penicillin that I'm going to be talking about in the next hour. But when you look at how they were able to find these, they looked outside the box. Okay? They had bacteria, but they looked to fungus. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to look to maybe virus, maybe radiation, maybe other bacteria. We may need to genetically manipulate other bacteria to kill other bacteria. Look at what we're doing with poo-poo transplants. We're transplanting poo-poo into people to fight bacteria. We need to look laterally. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Yeah. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Way is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We've got some breaking news. It looks like Penn State is going to pay $59.7 million to 26 men over the Sandusky sex abuse claims. I'm getting that from KFI. As we get more information, we'll keep you guys posted on that. drop in the bucket for what they must have gone through. You know, we're talking about antibiotic resistance and people using antibiotics. This email I didn't get over the break. I got this email a few months ago. But Thomas writes, doctor, when should you start an antibiotic? My doctor refuses to give me an antibiotic until I've been sick for over a month. He says it's quote-unquote viral, but he's always wrong. I can't switch my PCP until the spring. Please help. Oh, that stinks. That stinks. Okay. I mean, the good news is you haven't died. So, I mean, it can't be 100% wrong, but I got to tell you, waiting a month, that's tough. That is very, very tough. I mean, you know, when it comes to antibiotic resistance, and we've talked about this, we don't want at the first sight of a cough or cold, boom, you go on antibiotics. However, some of you have found that you do need to nip it in the bud. Okay, some of you are diabetics. Some of you are asthmatic. And so you do need to nip it in the bud, because if you wait until it is full-blown and you prove to everybody that it wasn't viral, now the typical antibiotic may not touch it. That's tough. You know, I really feel for you patients out there, right, where you know your body and you come in and you tell your doctor, look, something is wrong, and they don't listen to you. You know, I mean, I had that too. I was getting a postoperative infection. The doctor wouldn't listen to me. I'm like, I know it. So I just got my own antibiotics, you know, from another doctor, and I treated it. I couldn't stand that because, you know, once you see a doctor, you know, I don't want to say once you find him wrong, you know, about one or two things, you start to lose your faith. And unfortunately, me being a doctor, I've seen some screw-ups, even on my own family members. And I'm like, to hell with this. This is infected. My kid had cut off part of his finger. He was on an antibiotic. I didn't think it was working. I thought the nail, the skin under the nail was starting to necrose. And the doctor did nothing. And he said, you know what, we'll see him in a couple weeks. I said, to hell with that. I took him to another doctor. Right? They said, no. I agree with you. This is wrong. Switched the antibiotics and took him into surgery. You know, and many of us have had those cases. You know, you got doctors out there where you really trust what they say. Then you have other doctors where you prove them wrong. But then you don't want to lose faith in the whole medical community. Okay, I mean, we need you to have faith in your doctor. A big problem we have is people don't have faith in their doctor, and maybe that is why we have a problem with our antibiotic resistance. People are popping antibiotics because the doctor's saying, look, you'll get better in a few days, I promise you, and they don't believe them. Okay? You know, nobody believes each other. Okay? But, I mean, I've experienced that too. I hate taking medicine. I will avoid an antibiotic as the day is long, but then I get worse. And then I get worse. And I once let myself go into pneumonia. Why? Because I was like, it's a viral bronchitis. 97% of bronchitis are viral. That's what the textbooks say. And I just wouldn't treat it. Now, that happened within a two-week period. There's no way I would wait a month. But by 2 weeks, it was bad. And so, I mean, there's a few ways to tell if we're looking at bacterial versus viral. All right. One is to actually culture. You know, if you're coughing up some gook, you could do a sputum culture. All right. And there's ways to tell if we're looking at bacteria that's in your normal mouth, normal flora, or if this could be something from an infection. Now, again, that costs money. All right. But that's something we could do. Same thing with sore throats. You could do a strep test. Now, not all strep has to be treated either, but still, that's one way to tell. There's a blood test to test for flu. There's even a way where you could do a blood test to see if it could be more bacterial or viral depending on the neutrophil shift or the lymphocyte shift on your white blood cell count. So there's a variety of things that could be done, okay? The problem is many times we don't spend the money on the lab work because we can't or we don't have the money. So here you are, you don't have insurance, you scrape up $100 or $200 or whatever. We charge $50, but still, that's a lot of money. You scrape that money up to get into the doctor. The doctor sees you and says, no, I'm not giving you antibiotic, it's a virus. Just take some Robitussin for the cough, drink some fluids, and then come back if you're not better. And that's a problem. Patients are getting mad, and we're seeing more antibiotics written because now that so many people don't have health insurance, half my practice don't have health insurance, you think they're going to want to leave empty-handed? So we're noticing so many patients are going to the doctor, and then they're getting an antibiotic for quote-unquote just in case. All right? This is an issue. This is a real issue. So what do you do if your doctor refuses to give you antibiotics and, you know, he's going to wait at least a month and you think you're getting worse? Well, then you're going to have to take matters into your own hand. You're going to have to go to an urgent care. You're going to have to go to the ER if you can't change your PCP. You're going to have to be prepared that you may have to pay cash. Now, what I'm noticing with a lot of my patients is a lot of my patients that come in uninsured actually do have health insurance, but it's a health insurance that where they can't get in to see the doctor for a month or two. So they pay cash. Now, I don't want to see you if you have other insurance. You should go and use the insurance. I don't want to take cash from you. All right? But a lot of people will say, no, I've been seeing you all this time, but I've had health insurance. It's just the health insurance, you're not a provider, and my doctor won't see me. Right? Or he won't manage this or that. So many of you guys have already navigated the system, and very smartly too. You find a doctor that has a good cash rate, and then you go to them for everything you need, but you have your PCP. That's not the best way for us to practice medicine. We need you to be consistent. We need somebody to see you consistent. But we're starting to see a big drive in the cash market of doctors. There's doctors out there that do VIP medicine charging $2,000 a year. People love them. Love them. Because they get in same day. The doctor doesn't have a waiting room slam with patients. They get to call the doctor when they need him, and they get what they want. We're starting to have this boutique medicine where people are not going to be putting up with everything else. The only thing is we're never going to fix this whole antibiotic resistance if people are over-medicating themselves when they don't need an antibiotic. But if you do know your body, and so to answer your question, a lot of times in the first few days, it could look viral. Versus bacterial. We talked about how virus symptoms come on quick. You get multiple symptoms. You know, if you have strep throat, it's throat. Yeah, you could feel achy. Sometimes you could get a rash, but usually it's throat. Whereas if you have a cold, you got the runny nose, you got the sore throat, you got the cough, you got the ear pain. However, I've seen many viral type issues go into a secondary bacterial infection because the bacteria there set up shop because you're weak. So I have diagnosed ear infections in people who did start to have a cold. So usually if it's in the first few days, a lot of us like to wait it out and see. But once we start going to the 10-day mark, if you're still sick or the symptoms are worsening, yeah, we worry that this could be bacterial. But mind you, if you are immunocompromised, if you have had a transplant, if you're diabetic, if you're older, if you're asthmatic, if you're a kid, all right, don't screw around. Get yourself checked. You guys could always get a second opinion. Always. Great question, Thomas. Thank you. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. When we go into the next hour, we're going to be talking about another breakthrough study that identifies 11 new genes linked to Alzheimer's disease. You would think one would be enough. Okay? Then we're going to be talking about how an obesity doctor has been declared an immediate and serious threat after some of his patients have died. We need to talk about that. And then sexercise. Apparently, sex does burn calories. Could be counted as part of your daily activity. But please wait, of course, till after the show. And then as we're getting ready for Christmas and Hanukkah, these super magnets. I know a lot of us love the magnets, but they're posing us some real big risks. So as you can see, we got a very busy next hour. So please don't go away. I got a 10-100. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down,
hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioterrorism. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.